السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. That Shaitan is your enemy. Shaitan is a great enemy of yours. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا, so make him an enemy. What does this mean? This means that we have a goal, which is the obedience of Allah, through which we will gain success in the hereafter. And Shaitan has decided in this goal to harbor enmity with us. Shaitan has decided he is our enemy. That means he is going to try his utmost to stop us from reaching this goal. So Shaitan has decided he is going to do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that what we need to do is we need to also make Shaitan an enemy. What does it mean we need to make Shaitan an enemy? Shaitan is not some physical enemy that we can lift a gun against him, we can lift a hand against him. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, and He's given us a command, that make Shaitan an enemy. What does that mean? How can we make Shaitan an enemy? And making Shaitan an enemy means do those things which will resist his enmity. He has decided he is your enemy, that means he is going to attack you. So making him an enemy means defend yourself from his attacks. Attack him in retaliation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this command, that means this must be absolutely necessary for a person to tread the path of success. But if we come back to the question, how does one make Shaitan an enemy? How does one retaliate against Shaitan? You cannot lift a hand against him. You cannot lift a gun against him. So, to understand this, first we need to understand how Shaitan attacks a person. Then in light of the Quran and the Ahadith, we will also understand how one retaliates from these attacks. How one responds to them, one defends himself from them. Shaitan attacks a person by whispering thoughts into his head. Whispering evil thoughts, do this, carry out this sin, carry out that sin, stay away from that good deed. And he attacks a person by deceiving him. He attacks a person by deceiving him. Deceiving him, for example, it's fine if you carry out this sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving, He will forgive you. Oh, once a person has sinned, a person has led a sinful life and he wishes to repent, then Shaitan deceives him, Shaitan tells him, that door is closed for you now. You have done this many sins, this grave sin, that major sin. The door is closed for you. You can't repent. Allah Ta'ala is definitely going to punish you. You are doomed. For some, the deceit of Shaitan is that, look, okay, you're not practicing, but look at your condition. You're doing well in the world. You're comfortable. That means if Allah Ta'ala was very angry with you, he would have, something, your worldly condition would not be what it is. So Shaitan has two methods. That is why Allah said, one, whispering evil thoughts to do evil actions. And the other, deceiving a person, deluding a person. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Shaitan two names in the Quran. One is Waswas. Waswas is the one who whispers thoughts in abundance. And the other is Gharur, the one who deceives in abundance. So these are two weapons of Shaitan. Evil thoughts and deceit. Now, how does one combat the evil thoughts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He mentions that shaitan is waswas, he puts evil thoughts into a person's mind, He also tells us how to combat it. He says, shaitan is al-waswas, but he is also al-khannas. What does al-khannas mean? Al-khannas means the one who withdraws, the one who moves back. And the ulama of tafsir explaining this verse say that this means that shaitan moves back when one remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one takes the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in another place in the Quran Allah ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. If a whisper from shaitan comes to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses if a poke from shaitan, shaitan pokes you, he tries to stab you, then فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. How do you defend yourself? Seek the refuge in Allah. So the dhikr of Allah, refuge in Allah, this is the best way to save from oneself from the whispers of shaitan, from the first weapon of shaitan. And this, the Quran tells us this. So no one can give you a better solution than this. One big brings the dhikr of Allah and seeking refuge from Allah in his life with regularity, he will definitely see the effects. The dhikr of Allah in general, in particular the masnoon du'as which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. I don't have time to go into detail. But so many of the masnoon du'as which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, which we all know. Enter in the toilet, leave in the toilet. Enter in the masjid, leave in the masjid. Before eating, after eating, enter in the home, leave. So many of the virtues that a person is protected from shaitan. This is a recurring theme in the du'as taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And taking it a step further, when shaitan whispers evil thoughts, then he tries to harm our deen. But because shaitan, he has a lot of enmity for us, he also tries to harm our dunya as well. So in Gujarati they say, Barnu Asar. That's an evil jinn. Every evil jinn is a shaitan. Some evil jinn is causing some effect against us. So every evil jinn is a shaitan. Shaitan is an evil jinn. That means against every evil jinn, the dhikr of Allah, seeking refuge from Allah, reading the masnoon du'as taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best solution. It is better than going to any and every army in the world. In fact, I myself know people that they had what they thought was this. And they went to multiple amils, this amil, that amil. And no real solution. And then they started carrying out the dhikr of Allah in abundance. Why? Because they got connected to a sheikh, and when a person gets connected to a sheikh, one of the first things the sheikh does is give you ma'amulat, that do this much tilawah every day. Do this much, many tasbihat every day. Read these du'as every day. Read this du'a booklet every day. This is what the shaykh does. His objective is the dhikr of Allah. So they started carrying on the dhikr of Allah in abundance. And within a short span of time, all these effects which they thought they had went away. This is the method shown by the Quran. And it works. But a person has to do it with regularity in abundance. It works and you don't have to pay a penny for it. On the other side, you are not sure if it works by going to this amil and that amil, and your pocket will also become empty. So khair, that is not my topic. I am not here to help you in your dunya, I am here to help you in your deen, which is much more important. So saving oneself from the whispers of shaitan in deeni matters, this also, the dhikr of Allah is a fantastic solution for this. And the dhikr of Allah, one easy method, the masnoon du'as which each one of you knows, from maktab. And if you don't know, then it does not take much effort to learn them. Ask the small children in your house who go to maktab, they will teach you them. And not only does it not take much effort to learn them, it does not take much effort to recite them either. In part of the dhikr of Allah is also reciting the Quran on a regular basis. Do tasbihat on a regular basis, first kalima, istighfar, durood sharif, etc. But these take time. And every person says, I don't have time. Whereas in reality, every person has time. It is just we have filled our time with wasteful activities. Shelve your smartphone for 2 days and you will have proof that you have time. Our mentality has become that every free moment we get, we take the smartphone and we just start browsing without any purpose whatsoever. Which new messages have come? Who has posted something new on social media? And we don't realize so much of our valuable time is spent in that. In the past, those people who had a deeni mentality, who had some worry about deen, when they had a pocket of time, they would carry out a bit of the dhikr of Allah. Maybe say subhanallah a few times, recite durood sharif a few times, because they heard about the virtues of deen. And who knows through this little dhikr of Allah, how many barakat there were in their life, from a deeni point of view and a worldly point of view. But now, without even realizing, shaitan has found a solution to that as well. So a person should, if he carries out the dhikr of Allah on a regular basis, this will go a long way to protecting himself from the whispers of shaitan. Whether in regards to worldly matters or in regards to deeni matters. And what does the dhikr of Allah mean? Do the tilawah of the Quran on a regular basis, however much you can. Carry out these tasbihat such as the first kalima, the third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, which every person knows on a regular basis. Fix an amount for yourself. And if you can't take out time to sit down and do it, then do it whilst you're on the way to work, on the way to college, on the way to school. Find those pockets of time which are wasted and fill those with the dhikr of Allah. Masnoon du'as before eating, after eating. So this is the solution to one weapon of shaitan, which is evil thoughts. The second weapon of shaitan is deceit. He deceives you. And he has, when it comes to deceit, he has so many methods. So the first is that one should be aware of this. One should equip himself with correct ilm and correct knowledge. For shaitan to deceive someone who does not have much knowledge is very easy. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates an incident from someone of the past that shaitan, he went to an abid. An abid means someone who used to worship Allah Ta'ala a lot, but he didn't have much knowledge. Very dangerous combination this is. I'm not saying don't carry out ibadah. I'm saying add ilm to it. In case someone is saying whatever I say. So, Shaitan told his associate that, look, this abid who is carrying out the ibadah a lot, he's always busy in salah, he's always busy in tilawah. Let me show you how easily I can misguide him. So Shaitan went to him in the guise of a person. And Shaitan told him that, do you think Allah Ta'ala has the power to place the entire universe in a small egg? So this person said, what are you talking about? How can the entire universe fit into a small egg? Absolute nonsense. So Shaitan went back to his associates. And he said, look how quickly he has disbelieved in the Qudra and the power of Allah Ta'ala. He has become a non-Muslim by denying the Qudra and the power of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very basic example, so we understand how important ilm is. Until a person does not equip himself with ilm, Shaitan finds it very easy to mislead him. This is the all-in-one solution to the deceit of Shaitan. And with that, a person makes it a point to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah keep me safe from the deceit of Shaitan. Today in reality, my topic under discussion was to go into detail on the forms of deceit of Shaitan, how a person specifically protects himself from each one of them, in particular the more dangerous ones. But inshallah, we will leave this for another time. Because today we have already discussed extensively, not extensively in short, what happens in 15 minutes. But we have discussed many beneficial points. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The masjid is already filling up. The people at the back are requested to fill in the spaces. If there are any spaces in front of you, fill them in, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
The prisoner requested to just stand up, make the saf so that the cups can be filled in, and then sit down. Jazakallahu khairan. Whilst you are waiting, everyone is also reminded that Eid al-Adha is around the corner now. So everyone is reminded to carry out the qurbani, especially upon those, for those whom qurbani is farz upon. Similarly, everyone is encouraged as well that apart from your farz qurbani, carry out as much nafil qurbani as possible. It is a virtuous deed which we don't have the opportunity to carry out in any other time of the year. So we should make the most of this time.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رجل المسجد فقال أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم فقال الشيطان حفظ مني سائر اليوم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Sawu sufufakum, safidus famale, straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yalun and the masala. Your heels should be at the base of the yalun and the masala. If there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill them in. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمدا.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Salut.